Yanavallava Girivaradari. Gopiyana Vallava Girivaradari. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Banachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Punya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Punya Vihari Gopiyana Vallava Girivaradari Gopiyana Vallava Girivaradari Vallava Girivaradari Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Javihari Jaya Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivraja Kacharya Astotra Satachi Shima Kishivayin Grehe Shila Prabhupada Ki Jaya Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivraja Kacharya Astotra Satachi Shima Kishivayin Grehe Shila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Goswami Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnava Ki Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki Prensika Hostri Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyamakunda Radhakunda Giri Govardham Ki Jai Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Sri Navadvip Dham Ki Jai Sri Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai ISKCON Dwarka Ki Jai Tulsi Devi Maharani Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Yamuna Mai Ganga Mai Ki Jai Samabheta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Transcendental Book Distribution Ki Jai Prasadam Distribution Ki Jai Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai The Appearance Days of Sri Sri Gadadhara Pandit Ki The Appearance Days of Sri Sri Gadadhara Pandit Ki The Appearance Days of Sri Sri Gadadhara Pandit Ki So today we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 23, Text 32, and we read a few verses and speak a little bit of that. And also, we're going to hear from the wonderful pastimes of Gadadhara Pandit. So please bear with me. And my English accent, my Spanish accent, English accent, hope you, I don't disappoint you. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we are reading first chapter 32. I will read those 32, 33, 34, 35. Sonyo radyantasya kancha, kanchanya bahuratnaya, harina cha maharkena, ruchakena chabusitam. Translation. About her hips, she wore a girdle of gold, set with numerous jewels, and she was further adorned with a precious pearl necklace and auspicious substances, purport, by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Auspicious substances include saffron, kumkuma, and sandalwood pulp. Before taking a bath, there are other auspicious substances, such as turmeric mixed with mustard seed oil, which are smeared all over the body. All kinds of auspicious substances were used to bathe the Bahuti from top to toe. Text 33. Sudata suvrutas lakshna snigda pangena chakrusa padma kosas pidanila alakas chalasan mukan. Her countenance shone with beautiful teeth and charming eyebrows, her eyes distinguished by lovely moist corners, defeated the beauty of lotus buds. Her face was surrounded by dark curling tresses. Purport. Sorry. According to Vedic culture, white teeth are very much appreciated. The Bahuti's white teeth increase the beauty of her face and made it look like a lotus flower. When a face looks very attractive, the eyes are generally compared to lotus petals and the face to a lotus flower. Text 34. Yadas smara rishabam rishinandajitam patim tatrachaste sahastrivir yatraste sa prajapati. When she thought of her great husband, the best of the sages, Kardama Muni, who was very dear to her, she along with all the maidservants at once appeared where he was. Purport. It appears from this verse that in the beginning, the Bahutis thought herself to be dirty and dressed in a very niggardly way. When her husband asked her to enter the lake, she saw the maidservants and they took care of her. Everything was done within the water. And as soon as she thought of her beloved husband, Kardama, she was brought before him without delay. These are some of the powers attained by perfect yogis. They can immediately execute anything they desire. Now, this last verse. Text 35. We can repeat that one. Bartu purastad atmanan. Stri sahasravita tada. Nisamyatad yoga gatim samsayam pratyapadyata Bartu purastad atmanam Stri sahasravritam sada Nishamyatad yogagatim Samsayam pratyapadyata Sansayam pratipadyata Bhartu parastaramana Sansayamana Rastaradhamana Sri Sahasra Vita Tada Isamyata Yogatim Samsayam Pratipadyata Litmat Pati Parastaradhamana Vaishnavis Vartu Purastaratmana Sri Sahasravritam Tada Nishamyata Yoga Gati Samsayam Pratipadyata Vartu Purastaratmana Sri Sahasra Vitam Tada Sinsayata Yoga Gati Samsayam Pratipadyata Vartu Parasara Atmana Sahasra Vitam Tada Samsayam Pratipadyata. Translation, word by word. Bartu of her husband, Purastad, in the presence, Atmanam, herself, Stri Sahasra, by 1,000 maids, Vritam, surrounded, Tada, then Nishamya seen that his yoga gatim yogi power sansayam pratyapadyata she was amazed. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. She was amazed to find herself surrounded by 1,000 maids in the presence of her husband and to witness his yogi power. Purport. Devahuti saw everything miraculously done, yet when brought before her husband, she could understand that it was all due to his great yogi mystic power. She understood that nothing was impossible for a yogis like Kardama Muni. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Gaur Govinda Swami Iti Namine. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Sarasvati Deve Goravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatyade Satarine Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangun Langayate Giri Yat Kripata Maham Vande Sri Guru Dinatarinam. वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपसिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितनां पवनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. So this is a very interesting chapter because it is describing here the activities of pure devotees, Kardama Muni, Devahuti, Matayi, and a few things there that might be for someone who first comes to hear this pastime is not familiar, will be like, oh, really? Because there's a lot of description about the you know, how a devotee who's supposed to be like, you know, they say renounced, pure, how is it that he becomes attracted? You know, someone may go, you know, like, because there's a description further on that Devahuti, after taking bath and everything, she was well nice decorated, and then he looked at the breast, her breast were, you know, you can say, in a form provocative for him, and some attraction came there. So actually, what we can learn from this, what is the message of what is conveyed in Srimad Bhagavatam? For me, at least, I can say, or some of us, first of all, we should go a little bit back in the previous verses. Kardama Muni, due to his severe austerities, he achieved so much power and some these mystical things that he's going to be mentioned in the future pages. He's not that much great because of his mystic powers, but actually because of his devotion. So the devotion of him is the one that, you know, we can grasp and say, oh, I can take this. Also, he was actually, his meditation was an order by his own father, Brahma, and ultimately also the desire of Lord Krishna. I mean, Krishna himself, or Vishnu, comes and instructed him. He had a plan to come and take birth in through him and Devahuti. So whatever might be appear for us, some conditioned souls are like, I cannot understand this. How is it that there's some descriptions that he's traveling all over the universe, flying, having such enjoyment that everybody's looking after. Conditioned souls, when they hear this, they get, oh, wow, that's not so bad. After all, being joining a Krishna's movement, you can actually have the same thing. No, there are certain things we cannot do. We cannot follow like that. We respectfully, if we do not understand it, just be patient. You'll see how it will unfold. So it's good to know. It's like when you go to a movie. If you go in the middle of the movie and certain things happen, you start making some judgment, and then you don't know what was before and what will be after. So the point that the Supreme Lord will take birth through him and the Devahuti is just like enough for us to say, oh, a devotee, oh, everything that is happening is for some reason. And actually, he's just utilizing the energy of Krishna. So when I say this is because, you know, someone would say, well, if he's too renounced, how come he went and have that, you know, such enjoyment for thousands of years? He's described, he went through the Mount Meru and he met many other demigods, like Kuvera also is a place where it's enhanced, it makes, you know, like appealing for that situation of union with a female. So again, what I take from this is the austere life that he had. He was able to follow the orders of Lord Brahma, and Lord Vishnu instructed him too. And also, it is mentioned further on that actually, you know, he's going around with his wife and enjoying. He was praised by highly qualified demigods in that area. So they knew that through him, that are going to be, like the women, nine girls are coming, and the sages through the universe are going to propagate. So it's going to be, ultimately, it's for the good of the universe, for the good of a society. So therefore, yes, good. And the mystic powers, not to diminish his power, but I'm saying that that's not the greatest thing. Actually, it's his devotion, his love for Krishna. So then, what did Prabhupada say actually about sometimes people will go and ask about Prabhupada, about mystic powers? He actually, a few times he said, this is not required. You can attract like cheap followers. And it is mentioned that one time, I think there was one person who was doing some magic too, and Prabhupada wanted to have like a good time. He said, bring him over. So he's putting some coins and water, and he come out on the other side, something like that. And Prabhupada, he said, can you disappear birth, death, old age, and disease? He said, no. Swami, that only you can do it. So ultimately, the devotees are the greatest yogis. And Krishna himself mentioned this. Yoginana pisarvesan margatenan taratmanan. Sravanan yateyaman sameyukta tamo mataha. So, and of all yogis, the one with great faith, he says, the one who abides in me, always thinks on me, and who renders pure loving devotion to me, he's most intimately united with me. So, the devotee of the Lord is the most, if you can say, the greatest mystic, the greatest yogi, is the pure devotee of the Lord. And a few classes before, there was a nice description of Srila Prabhupada's achievements, and it was Subhas Prabhu was describing all the things that Srila Prabhupada did for us, so amazing things. And there are so many mystical things. This Krishna consciousness movement actually has so many magical things. Magic is everywhere. We just have to be, be there. And each one of us, each devotee, I'm sure that has seen something that is like, really? It's like, it's happening. It's Krishna. You get to see Krishna through certain things. For example, it is mentioned in the early times, some devotees like Shyamasundara, when he didn't have any money to pay his rent, he said that one morning he was walking and bills, $100 bills were flying in the air. And he was like, wow, really? It's like, start picking them up. And he solved his situation like that. One time also, Srila Prabhupada wanted to, when the devotees had one famous record that they were selling it, a person from Macmillan also requested an order. And Prabhupada saw, immediately they thought, oh, Macmillan. The first thing he thought is like, oh, I can print my books there. So he sent Brahmananda. Brahmananda Prabhu went thinking that, he's going to meet the main person in charge. But actually when he went there, it was just a little, small department, somebody in charge there. But he mentioned about the book. He says, oh, I don't have nothing to do with that. But I know someone who can do it. And just as they were talking, a person entered in there, and it happens to be the person who actually was able to do something like that, printing books. So he mentioned to Brahmananda, because of the shaving head, a monk, shaved head. And he said, oh, you have Bhagavad Gita? He says, yes. He says, I always wanted to print Bhagavad Gita. Please forgive me if I don't coordinate correctly the pastime, but just the idea of how things happen. Then he said, yes, I would like to print the Bhagavad Gita. So that's another, Prabhupada desired that, he wanted, and that happened. In another story also that I heard a long time ago, that when Prabhupada wanted to do his Ratha Yatra in New York for the first time, at the time of going to get the permits, the city, I think, was not at that time was not really favorable to give permits. So they thought, no, it's not possible. But then the devotees were inside. We need to do this Ratha Yatra. Who should I talk to? Well, you can go. There's the person in charge there. There was a man there sitting down. Chubby personality was there. And then he asked him, can we do this? No. But he insisted, my spiritual master wants this. So he got the paper and he started signing the permit. He looked at him, he says, I don't know what I'm doing this. So that's another mystical. The pure devotee desires something and it happens. Isn't it that mystical? It's all, everything mystical, everything is coming from Krishna. So the good about being mystic is that actually, do you utilize that for Krishna? The bad about mystic is that you create disharmony in the universe, like Hiranyakashipu, like Ravana. So mysticism can be good. Everything can be good when it's used for Krishna. Just like, you know, you can say even in the pastime of here in these pages of Kardama Muni and Devahuti, they're going to be traveling there, something is happening, you know, they're enjoying. And you might think, that looks very material. But actually, he's doing as a service. He's been ordered to do that, and yeah, he has some desire there, not to deny that. But ultimately, the goal is not just enjoyment, or the goal is not. He didn't create that, by the way, that magical ship to show off. He just had, you know, like the wife wanted, and it's like he thought about it and came and become amazed. And right here also, it is described that. Devahuti, she was also, wow, really, like, you have that beautiful mystic power. So things like that happen in life. Devotees can actually be part of these mystical things that Krishna is offering every day. The whole world is full of miracles. We just, you know, in my personal life, I have seen many, many, many things happening. And immediately, since I know about Krishna now, the little bit I know, I think, thank you. And sometimes when especially for those who are distributing books, so we go and meet people, magical thing happens. I'm just kind of waiting and say, I want to go and see what's going to be what's the news today with the world and with the person. Who is that person? How is he going to react in this? And then they describe some amazing things. So, yes, the devotee of the Lord is not really interested in mystical things, but he's more interested in developing his love for Krishna, serve Krishna, give pleasure to Krishna. And right now, since we have just a short time, I'm going to read for the pleasure of Sisi Goranitai, Sisi Rumini Dorkaris, Lord Jagannath Balade Subhadra Jikiyai. Some beautiful nectarian pastimes of Gadadhara Pandi. And please let's pay attention to this because Gadadhara Pandi is a very, very dear personality to Lord Chaitanya, is an eternal associate. And you will hear directly from this reading, so hopefully we can develop some attraction and love for Gadadhara Pandi and the associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is our saving grace. So here, the avatar of love, who was previously the queen of Vrindavan, Radha, is now the beloved of Gora, named Sri Gadadhara Pandit. Swarupa Damodar Goswami himself indicated that Gadadhara was Braja's goddess of fortune. The Lakshmi who was previously the beloved of Shyamasundara in Vrindavan. She has today become the goddess of fortune and love for Gora and is known as Sri Gadadhara Pandita. Lalita, who is also known as Anuradha, is Radha's closest friend and confidant. She has also entered into Gadadhara, as was shown in the play Chaitanya Chandrodaya. This is coming from Gora Gonadesa Deepika. Now, Gadadhara Tattva. Gadadhara Pandita and others are the Lord's own energies. I pay thousands of obeisances to their feet. This is from Chaitanya Charitamrita 1.141. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in six features, namely as the two types of guru, the devotees of the Lord himself, his avatar, his expansions, and his energy, according to the principle of simultaneous oneness and difference. They are all identified with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Anuvasya to Chaitanya Charitamrita. She, who was Radha in Krishna's pastimes, became Sri Gadadhara Pandita Goswami in Gora Lila. When Gora manifests his identity with Narayana, his sakis are his wives, Lakshmi Priya and Vishnu Priya. When identifying with Krishna, his Shakti is Sri Gadadhara Pandita Goswami. Pamchata Tvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhakta Avataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam. I offer my obeisances to Krishna, who appears in five features as a devotee, as the expansion of a devotee, as an avatar of a devotee, as the pure devotee, and as the devotional energy. These five features all appear with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his avatar, and in their association, he joyfully performed the congregational chanting of the holy names. Though he appears in these five forms, there is in fact no difference between them. The distinction arises due to his desire to relish different devotional flavors. Sri Gauranga Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Charya, Gadadhara Pandita, and Srivas Pandita, etc., make up the Panchatattva, and there is spiritually no difference between them. The Supreme Truth has unlimited pastimes in order to relish the different tastes of transcendental relationship, and thus he separates into these five forms as the form of devotee, the devotional manifestation, the devotional avatar, the devotional energy, and the pure devotee. Jaya Jaya Nityananda Gadadharira Jivan Jaya Jaya Dvaitavadi Bhaktirasharan. All glories to the life of Nityananda Prabhu and Gadadhara. All glories to the shelter of all the devotees headed by Advaita. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Goswami Thakur comments on words, the life of Gadadhara, as follows. Srila Gadadhara Pandita Goswami is chief among the most intimate devotees of Sri Chaitanya. He is the fountainhead of the entire Shakti Tattva and is thus present equally in Mahaprabhu's Leelas, in Navadvip and in Nilachala. His childhood home was in Navadvip. Later, he took Kshetra Sannyas in Jagannath Puri and lived in a garden or tota by the seashore. Pure devotees who wish to enter into the Madhura Rasa of Sri Radha Govinda take shelter of Gadadhara Pandita, and only then they will come to be known as Gauranga Mahaprabhu's intimate devotees. Those devotees who are not so inclined to the Madhurya Rasa take shelter of Nityananda Prabhu and engage in pure devotional service. Some of Mahaprabhu's devotees, such as Narahari, were followers of Sri Gadadhara Pandita Goswami. They took refuge in him because they knew him to be Mahaprabhu's dearest associate. Some devotees therefore called Chaitanya the life of Nityananda Prabhu, while others call him the life of Gadadhara. Gadadhara Pandita's early life. Gadadhara Pandita appeared in the village of Belti Gram in the Chittagong district of modern Bangladesh in 1408 of the Shaka era, 1487 AD, on the dark moon day of the month of Vishaka. His father was Madhava Mishra, a Varendra Brahmana in the Kashyapa Gotra, and his mother was Ratnavati Devi. He also had a younger brother named Vaninad. The family lived in Belati Gram until Gadadhara was 12 and then moved to Navadvip. Gadadhara Pandita was a brahmachari for his entire life. Indeed, his indifference to the pleasure of the world was such that Ishwara Puripad was very impressed when he visited Navadvip. Ishwara Puri gave Gadadhara Pandita instructions in a book he had himself written, Krishna Lilamrita. While Mahaprabhu was delighted in his pastime as a student, there was no scholar in the town of Navadvip who was unafraid of entering into the debate with him. Mahaprabhu would defeat one's position and then show how the same position could be defended. Mukunda Datta, Srivas Pandita, and others who knew the joys of the devotional sentiment were afraid of getting involved in such useless debates with Nimai Pandita, and so they would avoid him. One day, Nimai Pandita saw Gadadhara Pandita and asked him to give the definition of liberation. Gadadhara Pandita answered, according to the Nyaya school, that liberation consisted in the final eradication of all miseries, atyantika dukkha nivritti. Nimai Pandita then proceeded to show how this definition was inadequate. The other devotees who were listening to him speak thought how wonderful it would be if such a brilliant scholar would only become a devotee. When Mahaprabhu returned from Gaya, he began to reveal the transformation of divine love that amazed the devotees. Sriman Pandita was the first to see Mahaprabhu's ecstatic symptoms, and he reported what he had seen to all the other devotees, who were overjoyed at the news. When Mahaprabhu decided to reveal his true identity to the devotees, he told them to come to the house of Suklambara Brahmachari. Gadadhara Pandita was among those who went there but remained discreet about his presence. When he saw Mahaprabhu become intoxicated with the power of the holy name, Gadadhara Pandita fainted. Mahaprabhu then said to him, "Gadadhara, you have such a good fortune. From your early childhood, your mind has been fixed on Krishna's lotus feet. Meanwhile, I have been wasting my life in useless activities, despite obtaining the great treasure of a human birth. By my misfortune, I was able to not make use of it." This is from the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Subsequently, Gadadhara Pandita would calm Mahaprabhu whenever he was overly affected by his ecstasies. One day, Gadadhara Pandita said to Mahaprabhu, "Your Lord Krishna is hidden in your heart." As soon as he heard this, Mahaprabhu began to claw at his chest. But Gadadhara Pandita stopped him from doing so. When Sachi saw, Mother Sachi, saw how clever Gadadhara Pandita was in handling her son, she asked him to always stay near Nimai to protect him. This is from the Chaitanya Bhagavad. Gadadhara Pandita takes initiation from Pundarika. Once, Mahaprabhu suddenly started calling out the name of his dear associate, Pundarika Vidyanidhi, saying, "Pundarika, my father, Pundarika, Pundarika," and crying. None of the devotees who were present knew Pundarika Vidyanidhi, who was formerly Radharani's father, Vrishavanu, and were thus unable to understand what the Lord meant. When they asked him, he glorified Pundarika Vidyanidhi and told them that he will surely be coming to Navadvip, Mayapur. However, when Pundarika Vidyanidhi arrived in Navadvip, no one recognized him because he disguised himself as a great sense enjoyer in order to mask his profound devotional feeling. Mukunda Datta and Vasudeva Datta were former residents of Chittagong. I knew Pundarika Vidyanidhi very well. One day, Mukunda Datta told Sri Gadadhara Pandita Goswami that he wanted to introduce him to a very advanced Vaishnava and took him to Pundarika Vidyanidhi's house. Mukunda introduced the two of them, and Vidyanidhi happily engaged Gadadhara Pandita in conversation. Gadadhara Pandita, however, who had been indifferent to sensual pleasures since he was very young, could not help doubting Pundarika Vidyanidhi's when he saw the expensive furnishings by which he was surrounded, from the fine silk sheets as white as milk, the perfumes in the air to the pan, Dettol, he was chewing. Mukunda saw the doubts written on Gadadhara Pandita's face and decided to reveal Pundarika Vidyanidhi's true devotional nature to him. He recited the following two verses in glorification of Krishna from Srimad Bhagavatam. Aho vakiyan stana kalakutan jigan saya paya yadapya sadvi leve gatin datrya uchitan tatvanyan kamba dayalum saranam rajema. How truly amazing! The sister of Bakasura, the evil Putana, was sent on a mission to kill Krishna. Despite her evil intentions, he drank the Kalakuta poison that was mixed with her breast milk and awarded her the position of a nurse in Goloka. So, is there anyone else I can take shelter of who is more merciful than this Krishna? This is from the Srimad Bhagavatam 3.2.23. So Putana was always hankering for the blood of human children, and with that desire she came to kill Krishna, but because she offered her breast to the Lord, she attained the greatest achievement. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.6.35. The instant that Pundarika Vidyanidhi heard these verses, he began to cry, "Ha, Krishna," and fell to the ground in a faint. Extraordinary ecstatic symptoms began to show on his body. Sri Gadadhara Pandita Goswami was amazed to see these reactions and began to regret the offensive thoughts he had been having just moments before. Later, Mahaprabhu advised Gadadhara Pandita that the best way to become free of this offense was to ask Pundarika Vidyanidhi for initiation. So this is how Gadadhara Pandita became his disciple. Just a few more. Gadadhara Pandita's Kshetra Sannyas. Sri Gadadhara Pandita Goswami went to live in Puri as a Kshetra Sannyas. Mahaprabhu gave him the service of the Tota Gopinath deity and told him to live in the Yameshwara Tota or garden adjoining in the Yameshwara Shiva temple. On one occasion, when Gadadhara Pandita heard that Nityananda Prabhu had come to Puri, he invited him to come and take Tota Gopinath's prasad. Nityananda Prabhu accepted his invitation and brought some fine rice from Bengal as an offering for Gopinath. Gadadhara Pandita cooked the rice along with leaves and vegetables from the Yameshwara garden. When he was offering the foodstuffs to the deity, Mahaprabhu also appeared there, giving him great pleasure. The three of them joyfully took prasadam together. When Mahaprabhu wanted to go to Vrindavan, Ramananda Roy and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya used all the means at their disposal to make him stay in Puri. On the third Chaturmasya after his departure from Navadvip, all the Bengali devotees came to Puri with their wives to see him. After the Gundisha temple cleansing at the Ratayatra, the devotees returned home. As they were leaving, the devotees from Kulina village asked Mahaprabhu to describe the characteristics of a devotee. Mahaprabhu then described the difference between a Vaishnava a more advanced Vaishnava and the most advanced Vaishnava. This is from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. When Mahaprabhu showed even more determination to go to Vrindavan, the devotees finally gave him permission to leave after Vijaya Dashami. King Prataparudra gave a great deal of official help to smooth his journey. When Mahaprabhu crossed the Chitrapala River to leave Puri, Roy Ramananda, Magalaraj, and Harishchandra continued on in his company. Because of his Chetra Sannyas, Sri Gadadhara Pandita Goswami was not permitted to go any further. He was unable to tolerate the idea of separation from the Lord, however, and wanted to continue on with him. Mahaprabhu had to remind him of his vow to remain in Jagannath Puri and forbade him to go onwards to Vraja. Gadadhara Pandita retorted, "To hell with my vows to remain in Puri. As far as I am concerned, Jagannath Puri is where you are." Mahaprabhu insisted and told Gadadhara Pandita not to abandon his service to Gopinath. Gadadhara Pandita stubbornly argued, "Just seeing your lotus feet is worth a million times more than any service to Gopinath." When Mahaprabhu said, "If you abandon your duties to Gopinath, then it will be considered my fault," Gadadhara said, "No, I will take all the responsibility for any offense for abandoning the service to Gopinath and for breaking the vows of Chetra Sannyas. I will be going along without disturbing you. I am going to Bengal to see Sachimata. Other than Mahaprabhu's intimate associates, no one will be able to understand the extent of Gadadhara Prabhu's devotion to Gauranga. Love on the path of spontaneous devotion is not easy to comprehend. Gadadhara Pandita was ready to abandon his vow, his service, everything for the sake of Mahaprabhu. When Mahaprabhu's party arrived at Cuttack, 100 kilometers north of Puri, Mahaprabhu called Gadadhara Pandita and said, "You have realized your objective to break your vows and leave your service. If you come with me, that will make you happy. But do you want your own happiness or mine? It will make me unhappy if your vows to remain in Puri. It will make me unhappy if your vows to remain in Puri and to serve Gopinath are broken. If you want my happiness, return to Puri. That's all I have to say." When he heard Mahaprabhu's words, Gadadhara Pandita fell to the ground and fainted. By the order of Mahaprabhu, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya comforted Gadadhara Pandita and accompanied him back to Puri. There are more nectarian pastimes, but it's getting late. So thank you for your patience, and hopefully we can develop some attraction for these great personalities, so our love and devotion for Lord Chaitanya's movement and for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada, we can become good devotees. Hare Krishna.